Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Connections.
with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
This Daytime After Dark is Carly. So it's Carly Wood. Really, people, you're trapped up in my little wood for the next 90 minutes. Is it going to be scary? Hell yeah. Is it going to be good? Hell yeah. Okay, so I'm going to make a couple announcements. Then I will bring people on. Well, if they are nice to me, I will bring them on. If they are mean to me, they will be put on the mutation of Carly's mutation. Okay, so I just want to say before I start this whole crazy show of mine, in Seattle this week, we lost a really good newscaster, Kathy Gerson. She's been here as long as I've been living here. We moved here when I was 12. And she died of a brain tumor, and it was sad. She fought for 14 years. It was just horrible. But, you know, she never, she never gave up, but she didn't lose the fight to the tumor. She lost it to pneumonia, which I think that is in itself really bad. But I just want to say for Seattle people, I know everyone is in, let's say, a moaning and sock and whatever, but, you know, I think what the Mariners did on Monday night or Tuesday night to salute her was really, really sweet of them. I mean, and people, you know, I'm not happy with the Mariners after the whole in-studio crap. Okay, so enough about that. That was my little tribute, and that only took a minute. So, at the beginning of the show, I kind of did it backwards, and I didn't mean to. The Taylor Swift song, We Are Never Getting Back Together. I'm dedicating it to one of the worst fan bases ever in daytime. The Samma fans, just eat it up, you guys. You guys are never, ever, 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 ever going to get back together, in my opinion, ever. Because you guys are the worst couple of all. I mean, Sam and Carl have the most annoying voice ever. You know, and I don't understand why people will even give her the time of day or screw with her. You know, Ruby, I feel bad for what you're going through. Hi, everyone in the chat room. Okay, I'm going to start my show. So just remember, it's Carly's Word. I'm a little nutty tonight. My foot hurts, I kind of took something. But the show must go on, people. Okay, so I'm going to bring on Kathy first, because if I don't, she will kill me, and I really don't want to die.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, and I'm bringing Silo on at the same time. So both of you don't think I'm favoring one or the other.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Silo.
And I'm
Hi.
Bringing my little. I'm bringing my little person that no matter what I do in life, no matter what I do or say, she always backs me up, no matter what. Even if I'm wrong, she backs me up. Anyway, Ladies on Radio is in the house.
Hello.
How did you like it, guys?
Hi.
How did you guys like it? I'm sorry. I had to. I had to go there.
It was a great song.
Well, I had to go there.
Because, like, seriously, once the Taylor Swift song comes out, it's, like, instantly in my head and I want to sing it all the time.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I might play it during the show, but, you know, I'm dedicating that especially to Alexa Sam fan. Yeah. Oh, my little Miss Morgan is on the phone. Hi, Mrs. Morgan.
Hi, y'all. Oh, God.
Okay, you can't kill Carly. If you kill Carly, Christy will have to kill you. If anyone killed me, Layvon would take revenge for my death. Why, Layvon?
Oh, man, you better have that bail money set up.
But right? If someone killed me, you would have been my death, right?
Sure.
Well, okay, you're not convincing. Okay, Kathy would. I know Kathy would have been my death.
For sure.
See?
I can get that.
Yes, and exactly.
Okay.
Healing my BF. Carrie, I love you. You are one of my best friends, but you're not even on the fucking Swift boat. You know, you are like 11 minutes late.
Wow.
Yes, I'm like you, so Layvon. I'm not structured. I mean, you know how they have a structure, but I'm going for it tonight.
I tell you what, Carly, this week has been so awesome on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better.
And I just want to say, people, I'm sorry if people are going to bitch about the Carly and Liz scenes this week. There's nothing really a bitch about, in my opinion. And Kathy, you better
be
back.
No, it was good.
Okay.
No, Carly
good.
Was
she finally recognized. She finally...
Mm-hmm.
admitted and really could understand the pain that Liz went through.
Mm-hmm.
Now that her daughter was seriously ill and it wasn't something that could just be diagnosed and found and fixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I could understand Mo called the game a little mad with Steve a little because what is wrong with my kid? I mean, I think that's every mother's thing. I mean,
that's a natural reaction. You want answers, but
you know, and I was laughing. I mean, and I'm not talking about the whole Layvon scene because there is a so-called Layvon radio, so I will respect the boundary. But Carly needs to have her own little take on this thing. This is called Layvon. Seeing Jason in this fight today was great. This is what we need. Oh, Liz thinking.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, but
Liz finally stood up to Jason without being totally rude. She just put him in his place, and that's
yeah.
What
and
he
you
needed.
Know, but I was kind of screaming, and I still haven't screamed while I'm watching TV, but I don't think that's ever gonna change. But I'm like, Liz, Jason isn't doing this to control you or anything.
Yeah, but you have to understand, he's been around Sam for 4 years, who pretty much counts on him for everything and is always whining to him about this, that, or the other thing.
But, you know, what I love the closing today was how, you know, he saw Sam for 1 second, but then he went over to Carly, and, you know, I think him and Jocelyn are cute together, and, you know,
you
it's just like...
She looks like the kid from Poltergeist.
Okay, you know what? Okay, let's be nice here, people. Oh, and if anyone is on... Okay, if anyone is on... this was bold, and that needs a one put on this plus one. But no, I mean, I like Jocelyn and Jason, but I thought this whole week is good. And, you know, I mean, I haven't watched a everything. I kind of did the fast voting because of, you know, Seattle's been having wildfires, death, everything here. So it's like when the newscast died, and I know this is bad, bad, bad COVID moment, but when I heard that she passed away, I was in tears. But it was at 1:45 when I found out. I'm like, and she was at ABC, she was on our ABC affiliate. My first thing is, after I cried, was, oh no, what if they break into D8? I know that sounds bad, people, and I don't want any hate mail, but that's where my mind went. And I ran to my room, and I fast forward, I'm like, okay. ABC did it right. They just did a little crawl. So ABC Como this week, I'm not going to kill you. You get like a 1 week spirit of death by me. But no, I just thought it was good. Oh, they thought disagreement was full play for me. Yeah, me too, Carrie.
Yeah,
I thought it was too.
She wrote, it was the little disagreement where she kind of told Jason off that she's calling it foreplay, you know.
Oh, okay. That's
I loved it.
I thought it was perfect. Feisty Liz coming back. I think it's Feisty Liz. And then, you know, she's going to realize that Ewan is not who he says he is. And then she's going to have to come save her ass.
But
no, I mean, you know, I enjoyed this week. I mean, am I all caught up? No. If I was all caught up, Carly would be perfect. But I just thought the whole week in a whole was great. I thought, you know, everyone, you know, I was enjoying scene with Michael and Stahl. You know, I thought those were great. And I loved it when Michael was, you know, speaking in Jocelyn about, oh, I let you drive the boat next time. You know, I did. You know, I'm like laughing. But, you know, my grandfather taught me how to drive a boat at 5. So, I mean, really? I mean, okay, but I'm a bad driver. Let's not go into that. But as a whole this week, I really don't have any complaints, but one little complaint. One little complaint. Well, maybe it's a lot of complaint. I thought, and maybe someone can call in and challenge me on this, 347-850-8721. Okay, what I think people, Molly overacted today. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe I was, you know, watching the scene too much intention.
I thought she was better than her big sister.
Well, I think Molly overacts anyway lately. When she was little, it was cute. When she was little, it was cute. But now I think she just overacts in every scene. Before she even got the call, she was overacting in Kelly's. If you know
that. Freddie, the magic,
I totally agree.
You know,
I cried when she gave her that.
You know what I mean? But you know what? What I love about Stowe is she doesn't tell Michael for, you know, who his family is, whatever. And, you know, because she has a screwed up pretty much family, too. I mean,
To me, they're perfect together.
Mm-hmm. And I love how, my little BFF is on the line. Yay!
Your name's not Alexis Samfan, is it?
Oh, you are just a little shit. Carrie, I want to hear what you thought about the week.
Well, you're right. Molly did overact, but she still acted Sam underneath the table, but that's just beside the point.
Love this.
At least the kid had emotion. I'll give her that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I thought it was kind of cool how Sean was, you know, taking everyone and praying, and, you know, I thought that was a really good little moment, you know, and I just thought, you know, but one person I love right now, but I also hate him at the same time. I know I'm a hypocrite. It's Zeri. I want to kill Zeri for everything, but then on the one hand, I'm like, my hands are off to you guys. You know, it's like a little, you know, like someone told me, you know, recently, we need a villain on the show. And Zeri is the most villain on this show. He brings it, you know, but, you know, and I just want to say that someone on the canvas called it a couple months, you know, a couple of days ago about what was going on with Alexis and Jocelyn. Oh, 559, welcome to the crazy party.
Hey.
Alva.
Hi.
Hi, Alva.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Alva.
I'll call you from my home phone. I'll call back. Bye.
Okay. No, I just, oh, and if anyone else wants to come on, the first one. But no, I thought the week was really good. And, you know, knowing that that couple is over, I feel breathed. I think all of us can breathe.
Yeah, I'll be ready when it's signed, sealed, and delivered. But, you know, whatever.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What?
I was going to say, when she said that, I'm yours just came on my XM radio. Like, why is Stevie Wonder coming on, like, now? Like, good timing. Okay, come back.
Okay, who has the TV on? In the background.
I mean,
773, you on there?
Hi, this is me.
Oh, I figured you were.
Hi.
Hey.
So, Alva, how do you like this week?
Oh, I love it. I'm loving
Jerry.
Yeah,
me too, yeah.
Yes, I'm loving
Jerry. Yeah, Jerry's phenomenal.
Okay, so you know, it's funny how all these little pieces, this big puzzle is, you know, coming together, because, you know, I think it's a good show right now. It's, you know, I will go out on a limb and say it's been the best in 4 years. I mean,
oh yeah,
you know,
that's,
I mean,
not really,
because
that's not really going out on a limb. That's a no-brainer.
No, I didn't want anyone like a criticize me for saying that, Carrie, so that's why I was going on a limb, you know.
Well, if they're going to criticize you, then they haven't been watching for 4 years, because it's worlds better.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to read the ABC board then tonight.
Well, I think the ABC board is like bad, 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 bad. Oh,
it just cracked me up. I put the ratings up, and one of their folks did. I think it was Alexa Samfan. And lo and behold, they're all saying how it just proves how the ratings were so much better when Guza was writing. And I'm like, huh? How did you get that out of the ratings this week?
Not really.
Are they really serious? I mean, those people over there,
their
brain is gone.
Unfortunately,
they are really serious. Furious. And I'm like reading this, and I finally said, apparently we're not reading the same thing.
Yeah, because
I didn't
put
the ratings
from,
were great.
Because we're not reading from the Bible of Sam. When's the last time in a day-to-day thing we got a 2.45? Because we did get one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And Alva, Ruby West said hi to you.
Oh, so I say hi.
Hi!
Hey, Ruby.
We got a 2.4. Yeah, we did.
Yep. We got 2.4s, 2.3s, and the day that they started talking about the divorce was a 2.3, so it didn't do horrible.
Woo!
It's not like
the
sky
great.
Didn't fall because they talked about divorce, so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say 2.4, you're talking about millions, right?
Yeah, 2.45 million, yeah. And the day they...
Well, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the ratings themselves, the number they assign, were in the 1.7.
No, that's just a rating, but the number 2.4 means the million. That's the how many people had their eyeballs
right.
on the show that day.
Yeah,
right.
And the rating is
right.
used for another metric, which I don't know, but the 2.4 was the Thursday. The Friday that they started their little discussion, and then at the end, he said, you know, she said, how did she do it, Alva? You do it. What did she say? You got to say it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say it, Jason.
I can't say it.
Say it, Jason.
You guys, we have,
yeah.
we have 732 on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. I love
you. Know,
I just want to say there was people on my timeline pissing me off saying how boring the show was this week, and I loved everything.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
I understand. You must follow JSAM fans. It's that simple.
What
the
huh?
Right. Yeah.
It's awesome.
They really are
yeah.
pissing on the show.
That's a JSAM fan. I need not say any more than that.
It wasn't only JSAM fans. It was people hating on Jerry being back, hating on the new Jocelyn, like just all kinds of things
well,
on my face.
I love Jerry being back.
Just,
he's a great bad guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
If we have to have a bad guy, it's
I'm like,
be
oh,
him.
Wait to
yeah,
see what kind of crap he's going
to
blow up on poor Jocelyn.
And Jeff is coming back. What more could we ask for?
You know, those people, they want a candy-colored show. They don't want anything going on. They just want their little things. They just want it, you know, happy, happy, happy.
No.
That
sunshine
doesn't make
and
an
lollipops.
Interesting show.
They want sunshine and lollipops, which equals boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. Yeah, I mean, it's been, I think, one of the greatest weeks ever. I mean, for a while.
What's wrong with you, cat?
Well, if you think about it, the last time we had good sweeps was when Jerry Jacks was in town. Since then,
yep,
we haven't had a sweeps to talk about.
Exactly.
Yep.
My cat is trying to eat my pizza. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. What? Your cat is trying to eat your pizza?
Yeah, my cat's half dog.
I mean, granted, oh. for the people that were crapping on Little Jocelyn, I have to admit, the Little Jocelyn, that little kid is scaring me, so I can't even talk about that because she is kind of creeping me out.
Well, I like Jocelyn. I like Jocelyn. You right?
I don't think she's going to be a very good kid actor because I don't think she's going to talk much.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that they gave her a lot of lines because I think they're testing her out and just she didn't
yeah.
seem her. She just seemed more to herself and that she's there just to basically be in the room.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, she's
right.
supposed to be sick and in bed, so I think she's supposed to be a little on the docile side at this
yeah.
point. She's not supposed to be
yep.
jumping for joy at this point. She's supposed to be sick, deathly sick.
You know, so why, you know, I'm sorry, in my opinion on this, let's just give the kid a couple, you know, more weeks, I mean, because, you know what?
She might be okay.
Well,
yeah,
not only
I mean,
that,
I
when
mean,
you're dealing with any four-year-old, it's a crapshoot of what they're going to come out with. You can only,
exactly,
you can only
yes.
do so much for the four-year-old kid.
Remember that Christina
yes.
that didn't speak?
Yep.
Do you remember her? She never said
no.
that word. I couldn't
you.
Wait till they got rid of her.
I like her.
She never said one word. There was something wrong
I
with her.
I think Emma, out of all the kid stars, like, since people
yes.
that have grown up like Robin, Kimberly, called.
Yeah.
I think Emma is darling. She is just. She's
oh,
awesome.
Kimberly McCullough was a sweet. Kimberly McCullough was unique even at,
yeah,
at
but,
that age.
Yeah, but she was. A, but
yeah.
she was seven. But she was six or seven.
And like little
so.
Emma's gonna be about.
Emma,
little Emma's probably like six. Yeah. She's a little older than Jocelyn.
Yeah. I mean,
I still think
the cutest little thing on PC that we hadn't used and was I thought was a good little actor with Jake. Sorry.
Well,
when he
yeah. comes back, he's going to have a whole language. By the time we see him again, he's going to be speaking
yeah.
three languages.
Oh, maybe eight.
No.
Yeah, but no, I did Amanda, I'm glad you came on this week because I think you were gone last week and I just want to say that I'm so proud of you for doing the generally thing. You did great. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody that joined, if anybody's on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Jen, but she's making me jealous with her tweet. I told her, I'm like, I want your life.
Yeah, I just saw her tweet just now. She was at the WWE SummerSlam party, and I love WWE wrestling.
Seriously,
so she's
going to all these parties this week, and I'm like,
oh,
what?
You know, Jen, call in, talk to us about the party. See, I'm shameless. Oh, yeah, I want to say thank you to Christoph for coming on last week. You know, that was one of the funnest interviews I think I've ever done. And, you know, I think I have a new little crush. And also, I want to thank Rachel Radio because she sent me a bunch of pictures from Fan Club Weekend. And she sent me Bradford's one, Lowe's one, Rebecca's one, Zen and Carly and, you know, Johnny together. And I figured it out today, people. We all Bradford's pictures going, and I think America needs to know. It's going right by where I wake up in the morning for the first thing I can see is Bradford. So,
yeah.
I really
did
wanted...
Did you see his little video he put on Facebook?
No!
His little girl is walking. She's so cute.
His life is completely over with, and that's pretty much what he put in there. He's like, my life is completely over.
It's completely over because once they start walking, it's great, but, life is, over.
Wait till she start dating. When she starts dating. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine him. Like, that would be weird. But that was my dad. Like, okay.
Yeah, and by the way, you guys, my brother went down to Oregon this week, and outside her home, I'm really not happy about because we had a beautiful house growing up. It was like, we were on 1 acre, we had a horse, we had a goat, we had 2 pigs, we had everything. And the house, my brother, he wasn't thinking. He's like, I'm going to make Harvey happy. He sent me it, and I just start bawling because the old garage is gone, the barn is gone, the chicken coop is gone, and I'm just like, the house is left, but they took down all the trees and everything. And then he drove by my grandparents' house, which their house has been gone for years. But he could not even figure out where their house was. So he kept sending me pictures of it. And I'm like, I was in tears for like an hour. I'm like, this is so sad. And I texted my dad. I go, thanks a lot. You made us move. And he goes, he's like, yes, but I made you guys move too. Nice weather. I'm like, it rains. Well, if we were still living in Oregon, maybe you would not have been on the internet as quickly as we were here. And I'm like, okay, you're forgiven. But no, seeing your house that you grew up in destroyed, it just does something to you. It's not right, and I feel like I should be suing someone on that. But I'm letting it go. No one is going to be sued. Well, maybe not. Well, I would like to sue people, but I won't. But I'm just saying Carly was happy because of it, because they still leave houses intact. Intact. Very intact.
Well, things change, sweetie.
I know, but having your entire home, like, destroyed and your grandparents destroyed is, like, those were, like, the, you know, my grandparents' house was, like, the only house that, you know, was, you know, I never thought
but
was going to destroy.
You just need to hang on to the good memories.
Oh,
that's
I
what
know.
You need
and,
to keep.
Oh, I know. And my grandma's down there this weekend. This weekend visiting friends. And she drove by but my old house and her old house. And she called me in tears. She's like, you know what? You're right. You're right. You're right. I'm like, okay, if I'm so right, you can just pay me $100. Thank you very much. But she did not find Wesley did not find me so funny. But no, I mean, I'm glad she's gone to Oregon because, you know, she gets to see her friends or what's left of her friends. But oh, the birthday party was really fun last week. My nephew is a riot. You know, he hardly paid attention to me because, you know, they were cousins to play with. But that's okay. And but then my little niece was trying to tie me up with rope. So,
yeah,
but, I mean, it was fun, but we are under a heat wave right now. It
yeah,
got to 90.
I saw that.
Yeah, so it got, like, in the 90s. So let me ask everyone on the phone, is it nice where you are, or is everyone...
It is now.
I mean,
yeah, it's really nice now.
Okay, what about you, Alba?
Yeah,
it's nice now.
Well, you're
but
in Chicago,
we had
right?
hundreds.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
You did?
Yeah, we had a couple hundreds, and first time I think in year, probably centuries, that we actually hit the three-digit numbers.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I've got the air shut off, windows open. Love it.
Yeah, it's really
well,
nice. Last couple days.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been using the air conditioner, and, you know, this, you know, I'm like, the other night, I'm like, I'm not getting off my bed. If there's a fire, I will just die in here because I don't want to get off my bed because it's this fair night, this will lay down. But, okay, people, I think the next couple of weeks on General Hospital is going to be with washing, I think it's going to be, I think a lot of people need to go to the bathroom before washing in the hospital.
I do that now.
Very good, Silo, because I just think, you know, there's going to be a lot of what the fuck moments, I think, happening. And I think people's bladder needs to be full, and I don't think people should. Do not eat until the new hospital is over. I think they need to just have a glass of wine and enjoy this great show that's coming back to be so good. Good
I was
morning.
Hoping Monday we could get Jake back or a hint of him, but I guess it's too early yet.
You know what? Yeah, but, you know, I believe that, like I said all along, I never said that little boy died. I believe that little boy is coming. And
you were right. You were right.
And, you know, when that day comes, I would like apologies. I would also like people to, you know, just, you know, apologize by, you know, I don't know, starting the Carly Fund. Yeah. That's a great apology. Yeah. And, oh, Candace, really quick, give us a wrap-up of your lower right event. Give us just a 2-minute wrap-up.
Okay, lower right got me drunk. The end.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell us more details.
Okay,
yeah.
but tell them the most important thingy about lower once they come back on here again.
Well, gee, you just told them. I mean, I was going to tell you about the Carly Fund.
Yes, but,
I mean,
you know,
Laura Wright said that she would come back.
See, because Laura loves me, I tweeted her a little while ago because Laura made me cry today. All those things, I feel so bad. I was crying. Oh, but remind me.
I was so happy she called Jax.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But can I tell him about the Carly and Todd thing? That Laura
yes,
said?
Even though it's not making Carly happy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So Laura had asked who did everybody like as a couple. There was not a lot for Sonny and Carly. There was some for Johnny and Carly. There was a lot for Jackson and Carly. But there was a lot more for Carly and Todd. So Laura said, oh, yeah, it's a go. So, spoiler, it's a go for Carly and Todd.
I take
I figured that.
Well, everybody figured that. But
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Todd is not my cup of tea, and I don't think he's sexy at all. I'm sorry.
Oh my God,
I like him as an actor. I like him on General Hospital, but ugh.
Okay, Alba.
He's the dorky boyfriend that you kind of want to hang out with.
Yeah, but not super.
I would love him as a friend, my best friend. I would love him to death, but nothing else.
Yeah. Well, Todd has that unique look. He was sexier when he was young. And the long hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't feeling the long hair.
Well, I put it at the time frame it all occurred.
Uh-huh.
I was a whole lot younger
then. Probably because of Patrick, because he had the wavy hair. Yeah. Or Ian, what was it, Ian? Ian, wait a minute. No, Ian was Portia's. Hold up. It was Patrick, right? On One Life to Live, right? Thorson K was Patrick on One Life to Live, right?
Yeah, Patrick.
Okay, that's why I didn't like Todd with the long hair because of Patrick. Because Patrick had that, you can run your fingers through it. And this is me at a young age.
Yeah.
And be like, okay.
Yeah.
Patrick.
But Todd's fine. Todd has the personality. He has that going for him. He does have the personality.
Well, I mean, I like him, but do I want him near my girl? No. It's like I'm on the Carly Donnie ship. I'm in denial about that Carly and Todd thing. I think I have a right to be in this fellow denial. Thank you very much. And
am I crazy for thinking there may be a little bit of a Carly-Jack-Johnny triangle when he gets back? I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think I read something about that.
They were selling a lot of Johnny and Carly stuff, though. They had, for the pictures, it was two Carly and Johnny pictures, one that was very seductive and sexual, and I kind of wish I got that one. Then it was another one where they're kind of goofing off. And then it was two more. One from the recent photo shoot that she did, and the one that she did at the Emmys when she was posing behind, in front of the curtain.
Oh, cool!
Very good event. Very good event. Enjoyed the wine.
Cool.
Carly knows I enjoyed the wine because I don't remember how I got home.
And you know what, people go. Go out if you have the money and buy Standing Sun wine.
It's cheap.
Oh, I'm going to try it when I move. I'll try it because I can get it shipped to me in Arizona.
I think I'm going to borrow my dad's credit card and do it. I mean,
Do they only ship certain places?
Mm-hmm.
You have to check your state laws. Ours in Kentucky does not allow you to ship in alcohol.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. To personal addresses.
Oh, I'm sure
you have
to
see
in Massachusetts.
You'd have to check.
Wait, Ruby. Well, Jackson's not gonna like putting Jackson in another mob situation.
No, he's not going to
like that. You know what? I don't give a shit what Zach likes.
Carly, he has every right. And Carly is still married.
His daughter did not sign the papers.
She did not sign her divorce papers. She is still married.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question. No, this what happened to Jocelyn? Look, I agree. As far put the mob thing aside, but what happened to Jocelyn just now wasn't mob related. It was her brother-in-law.
Exactly. I'm not talking about what happened to Jocelyn, but still, as a parent, he has a right to have that concern.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's any parent's right to know what the other one's doing. But I'm saying I didn't know if someone was speaking of this particular incident. Oh, you know, dear mom,
Ruby, I have heard that he does have, they're probably going to offer him a contract to come back on occasional basis, reoccurring.
That's it?
Yeah, well, it's going to be reoccurring. Yes. I don't think Ingo's going to stick around.
I'm glad Jack is coming back.
Me too.
Well, Albert, you can't.
Well,
I'm not gonna give a welcome mail out for him. I could get
I like
left.
Jax.
Okay, well, I don't.
I do.
I do because
they just messed him up at the end when he was leaving.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Did.
Well,
they
I
did.
Agree.
That wasn't
I agree.
That. That wasn't
what
Jax.
They did to
the
Luke.
Things they claimed he did or he was doing, that wasn't Jax.
Right.
That was Goonza. That was Goonza getting rid of Jax's character.
It could not
that
be
was Goonza getting rid of Jax's
of
character.
Of course not. Of course not. Jax is the great Jax the Jax.
Yes.
That would never do
exactly
anything
what
like that.
And Carly wouldn't either. I'm sure she wouldn't.
Well, first of all, it's not that, Carly, it's not that he's perfect, but they did three things when they went to Becky, Tyler, and Ingo got decimated on their way out the door. It doesn't mean that Jax is perfect, but he's basically a decent guy that they tore down just like they did Liz and Nick when they fired them.
Right. Exactly.
Just like Liz, as much as I love Liz, she's no saint. She's done her share of things wrong, but that doesn't mean we can't like them. But there's no doubt when they put those three in particular, they decimated and stripped their characters down out of character.
Like I've said, you know, in my opinion, Doc, coming, staying, I really don't care because really, for me, I've never really, you know, like them. The Carly and Doc Smith, for me, I do not like. I was not on that ship. I won't ever be on that ship. I think Jax is a selfish son of a bitch. And if he stands by his brother and lets him brother gets away with all of this shit, and if he finds out that he knows the Jerry who has done all this, and to stand by and say, oh, it's okay, you know, then he will be forever more dead in my book.
I see, I love Callie and Jax. I like them as a couple. I thought they were really good together. I know you don't like them, Callie, but I like them together. I thought they were a strong couple. Callie was.
I really like Laura Wright's version of Carly with Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all we know. That's why each Carly was in a different pairing. Like Tamra Brown, I liked her with Lorenzo, and Sonny.
Yeah.
She did good with all of them. But we only know Laura Wright with Jax.
I like Tamra Brown with Sonny.
I only like their chemistry and look with Jax because the other Carlys were way like smaller and petite and just I don't know. I just like Laura Wright's pairing with Jax. I don't think I would have liked anybody else.
Right. Yeah.
They were a good couple though. They were strong and he was a good influence on the kids. I thought.
Excellent influence. Excellent influence on the kids.
Really
when he stopped Michael with that gun and he sat down and talked to him like a father, like a man, he helped Michael.
Yes.
He helped Michael. And Michael needed that talk. And he did Michael. He did a good job with Michael.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say he didn't make wrong decisions with Jerry, because Jerry should have been dealt with. But on the whole, Jax was a very good influence on those kids.
I'm not saying he wasn't a good influence on those kids, but, you know, with the Jerry thing, I will never forgive.
Well, like, I'm granting you that because he probably spared his brother Jerry when he didn't deserve it, because now, look, he's going to unleash some serious terror
exactly.
on this town.
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
but see, I can separate the two. Like I said, Jackson and anybody else on the campus, nobody's all bad and all good. They have their points. But on the whole, Jax was the best influence for Kali and all of her kids.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
I mean, look, I love Sonny and Jason as much as the next person. That's a big part of why, you know, I got into it. But let's face it, Sonny's a selfish SOB most of the time when it comes to his kids. He can't see the forest through the friggin' trees because he's got an ego and it's all about him. And I love him, but it is what it is. And Jason's in the predicament he's in is because he's up Sonny's ass.
I get that, but you know what? They should have been dealt with years
exactly.
ago. And that's what angers me. They should have been dealt with.
Kali, I agree with Jerry should have been dealt with, but you got to think about this. Jax wasn't there when Jerry was doing all of that.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Yes,
it does matter. He wasn't there. He wasn't there when all of that went down. Jax wasn't there.
Well, not only that, there's another thing. He was there right after, so let's take it a step further. Jerry's evil, but on the same token, there's one big thing that you can't dismiss. They are brothers.
Thank you.
What, no matter what, you know, he's a menace, but when it ultimately comes down to it, there's a family bond there. That's why Jerry did what he did today. Jerry and Jax are not even on good terms now. But that's why Jocelyn and Alexis are spared, and the rest of the town is in for a world of hurt.
Maison, I'm coming to you. Now. Stop multitasking. Now.
Okay.
Okay, don't you think Jerry should have been dealt with years ago, and Sonny and Jason should have taken him out and killed him?
Elena should have been, too.
You're right, Kali. They should have dealt with him, but on the same token, let's take that a step further. Just because he should have been dealt with doesn't mean Jax is going to stand by. If he's in Port Charles and somebody's trying to kill his brother, he's not going to let it happen. Now, it should have been done before that. You're right. But I'm saying, as a brother, Jax is never going to let that happen, even though he knows in his head he's an evil SOB.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we agree to disagree and move on before things get too heated?
Yeah, let's talk about how they said Port Charles is the worst spinoff of all time.
What?
Yeah. I saw that, too.
Okay, yeah. So they're saying that... What was it, the Huffman Post or something? Or whatever?
Uh-huh.
They're saying Port Charles has been named the worst spinoff.
Yeah, wasn't that what Kimo was? Wasn't that what Kimo was on?
Yep.
Hey, hold on. Before she even came on.
Wow.
Before she came on, they said it was like they said.
Yep.
The first thing they said, what do you do when you try to recreate a good TV show? Oh, you take some of the less popular characters from General Hospital and put them in on another show named after the town that the General Hospital was in. They said strike one for that. Then they said when they went all Dark Shadows on everybody. I'm like, really? I don't think it was the worst. And, I mean, I could name another show, Passions, but Passions wasn't the
show. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, okay. See, I made y'all get off of that other topic.
Well, Miss Morgan,
well,
I love you.
I think having a good discussion, just because we don't agree with each other doesn't mean that we're arguing. It's just that we don't agree with each other, and that's a good conversation, and that keeps it rolling. It's not that we're disagreeing.
I don't want Carly to get too mad.
Wait a minute. Have you never heard this show before?
Yeah, true.
Are you a newcomer?
Yeah, but then Carly screams at me. Help me!
Yes, well, excuse me, we have each other back no matter what.
I
remember
know,
that.
But sometimes, I don't always agree with you either on stuff, but
I know.
For you anyway.
But remember, you love it a line too. Well, we will be talking about this after the show later on. And I was, yes. But no, Miss Mo,
Hey, Miss Morgan, by the way, I found flowers for you.
Now, see, I didn't really, that doll on Passions used to freak me out, so I couldn't look at that.
That doll?
Yeah, it freaked me out, so I couldn't even look at that show. So I was like, oh, I can't even look at this show. The doll freaked me out.
I watched it.
The only thing that freaked me out, that also freaked me out, but what freaked me out was that Timmy died, but the same day as his character died on the show, the actor died in real life.
Are you serious?
No, I am serious, Abba.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean
that.
Ooh. Yeah, because
he had like an illness, right, Carly?
Yes, he did, but I don't remember. I don't remember what it was, but I just thought when I read that, I had tears, you know, down my back. That just freaked me out. I'm
he
like,
was a good. He was a good little actor. That show was.
Oh,
that show
was.
That show wasn't a serious show. That was a comedy.
No,
it was a soap opera comedy.
It was serious. It was serious, but here's the thing. What happened was it drew them more teenagers than adults because adults gave up that time slot because there used to be another world.
Exactly.
So, you know, went in, but the teens watched it, so it was like, hey.
I treated it as a I thought of it as a comedy. I laughed every day. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw. It was a riot, and you never knew what was going to happen. It was weird.
I mean, I never watched it, but when I heard that, yeah. But is okay, is all of you getting Katie and you neck of the woods? So,
we are.
I mean,
we are.
This is weird. This is weird, you guys, because we aren't. And I'm like, laugh at me. I'm laughing, but then I'm also pissed. Because we are going to be on the same. It's moving to one here. I don't know what time it's moving other places. But fuck, they are putting it on the same time in Days of Our Life. And I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. So
I know, that's bad.
Okay, so if there's a breaking news. So if there's a breaking news about something, I'm going to miss both of my shows, all of us for breaking news here. And believe me,
Well, thankfully we have the internet now so we don't have to miss it, because back in the day, if it was going, it was going.
Well, I know, but I wrote a very student letter to ABC. I wrote a student letter to NBC, my affiliate. You know, I called them. I left them a duty little voicemail. Yes, I did. You know, but I mean, you know, they are putting, it's funny, they are putting Katie here in what the Oprah time used to be here. And I'm kind of laughing. I'm like, you know, they are moving Evan for Katie, and Evan was doing really good here, and they are moving, like, all that lineup, and I'm, like, laughing. I'm like, okay. Because I will not watch Katie. I refuse. Katie is too happy for me. Katie makes me want to, like, slap her.
Wow.
Well, she did help us in a way because she wanted General Hospital to stay and not the Revolution. So in a way, she did help us somewhat.
I mean, I get that, but, you know,
I'm not
going to
watch
it.
I'm going to watch Days of Our Lives at 3.
Well, wait, and you time zone, what time did Days of Our Life come on in everyone's time zone?
It comes on at 1 here.
Oh, so you won't have the fucking conflictivity that I'm going to be
having.
I'm going
to watch Young and the Restless at 12:30 and Bold and Beautiful at 1:30, and then I'll watch General, then I'll watch Days at 3.
You know, because that's good, because here is YNR B&B Day General, and now it's going to be YNR B&B Z8 and Days, like all in one little, you know.
Wow. Now mine are 10:30 in the morning is
really?
Our day behind B&B.
Oh,
then
that's right.
Then at 1 o'clock starts YNR, so I missed Days of Our Lives because they're on at the same time. Then I watch the talk to kill the hour GH comes on.
So, Shiloh, when's GH coming on?
Well, if they move it up to 2 hours, it'll come up instead of three. It'll be one.
And what time did Days of Our Life fit on now?
It's 1 o'clock opposite YNR.
Well, won't they move General? Won't they move General to two?
No, not a, well. It, I'm not sure how daylight savings time is when it kicks in.
But
then it falls behind an hour. So
Yeah, but the daylight saving time doesn't affect it because that would affect it for everybody, wouldn't it?
Right, that won't affect it.
I got a stupid crossing. People better not think I'm dumb or people are gonna get muted. Simon, when you go to Arizona, won't the daylight saving time affect it? Won't affect you at all, right?
No,
right?
No.
They don't have
daylight. Yeah, they don't. We don't change our clocks.
That's
but
a
that is only
thing.
That is only state that does that, correct?
Okay, delayed says it's up at 1 p.m. on the West Coast.
Yeah. So, yep.
Central too. I think. I'm confused. I think it's 1 o'clock Central for Central people, like in Chicago. I think it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, really?
That makes sense, Christy, because it's...
Well,
so
yeah,
Sophia.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Because here, it would be 1 o'clock if we go by today's time.
Yeah, but it's 1 o'clock regardless. And when the time changes, it doesn't change the...
Right,
so
it doesn't matter when you change the clocks back. It's going to be on the same time no matter what.
Yeah. But see, in Baltimore, it's confusing because a lot of people are trying to figure this out. Katie comes on at 4 o'clock, which is the Dr. Oz time slot. They're moving Dr. Oz to 9 o'clock. Why, I don't know.
What?
So, yeah, they're moving my Dr. Oz. Who does that? So the question
I don't
is,
like
is
Dr.
That,
Oz, so I can't
I don't
say.
Either. I don't either, Tyler.
He taught me a lot in the last year. How to sleep properly, how to prop my neck up with a pillow. You know what? Moving on. But no, a lot of Baltimore people are calling that ABC affiliate because our local station, because they're like saying, well, here's the new fall lineup will be announced like next week or something like that. We all know Katie's coming on at 4, so we're like, okay, is General Hospital moving from the 3 o'clock time slot, which would make no sense to be put on at 2? Because it's usually what, General Hospital and then Katie or Katie or in General Hospital, so... It's like you still got an hour regardless if you move it to 2 o'clock. Then you got to fill the 3 o'clock time slot, and if Katie's not coming on until 4, you can keep General Hospital on at 3.
Well, according to them here, Katie will follow General Hospital here in Kentucky. That's the way it is.
Yeah, and then you have, like, Seattle that is not even getting Katie that rejected it and NBC go. So that, to me, is kind of, excuse my language, fucked up, but Katie's not even going to be freaking on, why did ZH have to move? That's what I want to know, and I've called the Como.
Yeah, but a lot of us like it because now I won't have to watch the talk because it'll be right backed up to YNR for me.
But I think my point, my... bone of contention is, for me, you know, Dave and ZH on my, you know, on my lives, and, you know, having them at the same time, thank God I had Tebow and we closed two things at once, because if I didn't, I told my mom we were going to go out and buy another Tebow.
That's
well, you know, at this point, you know something? I refuse to complain about the timing because I'm just glad it's still on because the alternative wasn't.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what Laura said.
Put it on at 3 o'clock, that's what DVR is for, so there should be no conflict with anybody at this point because...
I don't care what time it's on. If it was on at 8 o'clock in the morning, I would be glad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm delayed, girls. General Hospital will be at the same time in the Tokyo. Delayed, what time did Days of Our Life come on where you live? Oh, what will be the movie? Because 3 p.m. in the Mobile time slot and VH General Hospital is replaced by Good Morning America. They need that hour to back up Good Morning America.
Good afternoon, America.
Okay.
That was only a stopgap between the revulsion, but Katie,
right.
They want GH as the leader because they can't have the Chew because the Chew is tanking too. So they want GH.
Okay.
Because the numbers are better, so they want. Let me ask a question. How the F do they know Katie's even going to be worth all the money they're sinking into her?
Exactly.
Down there?
80 million or something.
It's 30 million.
Oh.
I mean, it's in the whatever. It's an exorbitant amount of money, and how do they know it's even justified?
They don't. They're taking a shot. Just like they did with all the other shows.
Everything they do to fix the Mystic, they dig themselves in deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
That's because they're making bad choices and bad business decisions.
Well, yeah, and they'll never admit they were wrong, so they're going to try to save face, and it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Oh, and happy birthday, Silo. I think your birthday's coming up next. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm next, but I'm Monday. That's how come I want GH to be really good that day.
I figure the only non-summer birthday is Lazon's and Kathy's, because Kathy is born in December, poor little Kathy.
I'm the same age as Shiloh, though, so we're in
well,
the same
I
age.
Well, I know, but just having your birthday, like, you know, 3 days or 2 days before Christmas, I feel for you.
It's okay. Now that I'm older, it doesn't matter.
I know, but when you're
I don't even I care about the day, per se. I just want something good on GH.
Yeah, that's about all I care for, too. That's about my best birthday wish, right?
Lisa goes, when they syndicate, does all the stations pay? Well, Delay, thank you. Days of Our Life is on a one in San Diego as well. When they syndicate, you have to buy the program from ABC. So that tells me that this market in Washington.
Oh, see, I told you he. Oh.
And syndicating, you have to buy the program from ABC.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Yusuf Busa Disney, which is owned by Disney and ABC. Well, you know, I just find it funny that, you know, NBC here is getting Katie. But you know what? Like Miss Troublemaker says, Carrie, which is right, that, you know, we should just be thankful that all soaps are still on. But I do feel every mistake they make, they are trying to, fix it. And you know what? They are never going to be able to fix it the way
they messed it up.
They
made such a huge mistake, monetarily, business sense-wise, by blowing out two soaps. They should have taken one. And seen if they could adjust costs for the other two. Instead, they panic and go, let's wipe out all the soaps. And by the time they got the first two gone, they created such a fan theory and such a boycott on their stuff that they're still paying the price for people who refuse to watch anything but AMC or One Last Flip. So it's just, I can't understand if they spent $30 million or more to do Katie, how much cheaper that is.
Exactly.
For a soap like GH or One Life to Live.
Yep. And, you know,
because these, quote, cheaper shows that have failed, that's got to cost money. They're just burning that money up. because it's not producing quality airtime. So
yep.
I think their advertisers would start going, look, guys, you better get your heads out of your asses and do what's right instead of what you think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think, you know, however, we all know who may all be dissident, you know, they're the idiot. And I just think it's funny, all the dissident maker people are not there anymore to really, you know, can look people in the eye and say, yeah, we fucked up. They are not never going to say that. They are not going to do an apology because they messed up. They did so many things wrong. But they are never going to take the time to apologize to America for doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, my other little thing that I did want to talk about was, okay, for B&B people, what did you think of the shocking announcement about Ross Moss leaving B&B?
I thought he deserved it. You know what? Soaps are struggling to survive, and if this man can't take a pay cut like all the other soap actors have had to do, no better. Get your ass out. You can be replaced. They did it to American workers day in, day out, and still are doing it. You know what? You don't like it? Leave.
I agree.
Yep.
Good luck.
I find Pierre Rucker and Ross Moss not the same in the same situation. Because
I think they're in the same situation, but they are in the same situation, but I, as a person, look at it differently simply because I'm taking it from the perspective of B&B, I think, will survive without Ron Moss. I don't think Gaze can afford to lose Peter Reckl. Now, they're both being greedy SOBs, but I'm taking it from the perspective of their employees and how their respective absences will affect their canvases.
What's his name was coming back again?
Who?
Stefano.
Stefano.
My nightmare begins. My nightmare continues.
and Greg Vaughn's coming on as Father Eric. Great.
Wait, what? Greg Vaughn.
Did someone just call him Father?
Yeah, Eric Brady's going to be a priest. Amen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I think this would be great.
I hadn't heard that.
I haven't heard that. That's...
Mm-hmm. Twitter and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they said there's a character coming back that hasn't been on for, like, they said, what, 15 to 20 years?
On days?
Wow.
Candace on days?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know who it is.
Could it be Susan
Seaforth Pace?
You have Arlene Anderson coming back, too. You have Arlene coming back starting in October.
Wait a minute. Why did Carrie hang up? Carrie, why did you hang up on us?
She's still showing on the board.
She's not going on the Swiss board.
Oh, well, maybe
the
call
got dropped.
Yeah.
I just told you 5 minutes ago, it's the 17th, all day, for another 45 minutes.
I hope she comes back in. But no, I just believe that, you know, I did not know about Greg Bauman going to play a priest. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What a waste. He's so good looking.
This will be
sinful to watch him. That's the promo.
Yeah.
That should be the promo to introduce Greg Vaughn. Like, he's playing a priest, and it's going to be sinful to watch.
Yeah, something good happened with that, too. Marie was a nun, and she had things happen to her. I mean, something could happen with that. We don't know.
I mean, Eric hasn't been part of the campus in over 12 years, right? I think
well,
so.
Well, I would rather they made him a minister than a priest.
I know, me too.
Well, the Brady's a Catholic.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
and this could be a good way to introduce
you to
the
That doesn't mean he'd have to be Catholic.
No, but...
Oh,
yeah,
I love Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy.
Maybe someone we were talking about is his call. Yeah.
It's a waste, man, unless he does his sermons without his habit on top or his...
Yeah, but something could happen.
Collar.
He could get involved with a parishioner or something. He could get involved with someone, leave the priesthood.
Yeah, but he's creating a sin, then he's just a joke. He needs
well,
to
could
be
do
a hot
through
guy.
The banks. What if
he needs to use
the
him
banks.
As something hot? Ooh. What?
I said, what if, okay, Susan Banks, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, or one of her alters or her twins was a nun on Days of Our Lives when Eileen Davis.
No,
okay.
Wait.
She was a nun. There was a nun.
Yeah. She was a nun. Okay. What if Eric is dating her? I'm just saying. I don't know if this is cabinet, but that's the only reason I can think of them bringing him on to get back into the family swing of things. But, he might be talking to somebody, and that's how they can bring her back. Like, I don't know. I'm just speaking out my head.
That
would be a tie-in.
She was a nun.
Mm-hmm. If anyone just called in and they want to press 1 to get on the Swiss boat, just press 1. But no, I'm sorry. I mean, Greg Vaughn is great to look at. So,
It's a waste putting him in that thing.
You guys, 562 UMAO.
Hello, I can't stand very long. I'm taking care of my little nephew right now. I'm feeding him, and everything has been kind of fussy right now. So, he's not been a good little boy. He's little babies.
Yeah, you can't control them. They control
If you hear a cry, if you hear a cry, it's him.
Okay.
He's like two weeks old now, I think. How many weeks is he now?
He will be on Saturday. Yeah, we have another call, 239.
Okay.
But no,
hey,
239. Oh, hi. So, good, I'm hot. No, you guys, when I say that, I just looked at the temperature and it's 88 degrees here at 8 o'clock at night. I'm fanning myself while I talk.
We've been here in California. We've been having like tropical rain in different areas, and it's been humid in my area because of that. Like there was a storm in Moreno Valley. Oh my God, it was rainy and pouring.
I want to go through an earthquake. I don't know why.
They call this earthquake weather. We've been having earthquake weather. Well, we did have 3 earthquakes here recently.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, baby. I didn't scare you.
So, are you happy that the couple is done?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't watch that montage. I mean,
I didn't either. I switched it.
Yeah.
That was the worst day. That was awful.
Well, but remember, you guys, just remember this.
I remember when we broke up the first time. Seeing this is it, I've had enough. Cause we haven't seen each
other. Sorry, that's Taylor Swift. We are never ever getting back together ever. And so I think that is our new greatest song ever, because that couple say goodbye, say farewell, say goodbye, goodbye.
And you know what? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cuss. I'm having the phone to my.
Well, okay, you did not mean to cuss.
No, they've been making a lot of talk about Jake. Like, Jake's been brought up a lot recently on the show. What did Carly say in the hospital? Because she reminded her of Liz or something when Jake got run out of the house or something.
Yeah, I
when
know when mom was...
Jocelyn was down. Oh, my God, my arm's hurting. Oh, my God. Okay, baby. Okay.
Yeah, I think
Yama
she said she knows how Liz felt now.
Yep. Oh, and she did say she was grateful for Ed and also, Carly has told Jocelyn about Jake.
Yep.
You want more bottle? You go. She's going to
sleep
now.
He's like, thank you. Yeah, Red will be best coming this scene. I've seen him for a while. I agree with you. And. Okay. And you guys remember 9 minutes? 9 minutes? Lays on radio. We'll be having her show. 9 minutes.
Yep.
And I don't think I'm going to stay the whole time tonight because I have to wake up at 7 in the morning, so.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to wake up early, too. I'm going to get my hair done. I'm going to cut all my hair off my head.
Get over it. That's what I have.
What?
I'm
going to
cut all my hair off.
All mine off.
Yeah, I'm cutting it all off.
It's much easier.
Wow.
Yeah. Having it short, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and where would we go? And Kobe, Maine, that when Josh was mentioned, she felt like it was a breakthrough. Considering the same thing happened to Jake, or happened to Josh with her disappearing, yeah. But you know what? I just, I don't fault, Kobe, but, Kobe was feeling bad, and everything, and
but Carly always does that, though. She always blames herself for things like that.
Well, I know, but when she asked Michael, the last time you babysat, did she wander off or sleepwalk or, whatever?
Yeah.
And I was yelling at the TV, thank you very much. I'm like, no, Carly, she didn't wander off. It was your psycho brother-in-law. Yes. Yeah, but I thought it was Ewan
got in there and took
it. Well, I know, but, oh. Did
per,
you hang up?
Per Jerry's orders.
What?
Did you
hang
up?
Yeah, but I thought it was funny that he was able to get in.
Hung up.
How could he get in that house so easy? He's not a burglar.
Yeah, I know. He walked in.
And how long were Johnny and Carly fooling around?
You know why? Okay.
That was kind of hot.
Yeah, but I'm not, I'm saying that, even though she was fooling around, she usually has a state-of-the-art security system. Where was that?
Yep.
I was thinking about that, too.
And he's not so smart, Ewan. How did he break in there?
Right. I think he walked in.
What I think happened because Johnny came over. I didn't think they locked the door after.
I never locked the door.
That door must have been open.
Okay, we have 6 minutes left, and then they're on my video. So how long are you staying with the baby tonight?
Well, my mom and Tammy went to go to Target because they bought a swing thing. It's not even moving properly. So they went to Target to find out if they could return it or whatever. And I'm going to go when they leave because I'm really tired from working. So the baby is falling asleep on my arms right now. Oh, it's because the devil.
What babies
do? Did you get one?
Okay, so you have
to go? I'm going to go now. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, ladies on radio, in 5 minutes, But we are having a show next week, and I'm doing a scientific poll. Is everyone going to be around for Labor Day weekend?
I am.
Oh, okay, well.
I will be.
Well, I figure most of us don't have a life, so I figure, I mean, not that I'm saying, I know we have a life, but I know, you know, we usually don't go out on Friday night. See, I cover that good. I was thinking about having a show the, you know, Friday of Labor Day weekend, and yeah, my niece told me, she goes, I don't like Labor Day. I looked at him like, why? Labor Day's fun. Sometimes we do a barbecue on Monday. Yeah, but I have to go to school on Tuesday.
I know, it sucks for kids.
Started. we didn't start until 2 days after
And Arizona is that in August, right, Shiloh?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Oh,
they
my God.
August.
Yeah, that's
my girlfriend's kids go back in
and
August.
And they did in Kentucky also.
Wow.
They get out in May.
Well, if they don't have snow days, yeah. Usually they end up going they snow if there's an inch or 2 inches on the road.
I'm talking about Arizona, though. They get out in May.
Oh, Arizona, yeah. Yes, I grad. Yes.
Oh,
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, our school district here, I mean, the only thing that my nieces and nephew complain about, they love snow. They love snow. But they get snow, they are happy. And then she goes to me, when she finds out that they have to make it up, and then she goes, I don't like snow after all.
Well, did you
I'm like, yeah,
happened?
You do. You love playing in the snow. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they don't like making up those days. With, I agree. Oh, DeLagos, her door is never locked.
Yeah.
DeLaid, you are so funny. DeLaid is so hilarious. I'm thinking that, you know, Liz is going to, you know, her heels are so dug in, and Jason's not going to let go of this.
That's just going to make him want her more, especially when she's
Getting
to harm.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're
calling my switchboard, Carly, and everybody. So.
Okay, well, we will be off in 2 minutes, and we will be over there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you, Christy.
Bye.
So, who's all going over to the second biggest party in the world?
I am. I'm trying to get in there right now.
I am.
Oh, good.
I'll be there.
Okay, before I forget, and Kathy was supposed to remind me, so Kathy is in a 20-second doghouse.
I'm not good.
I know you are not good. We are going to be talking about that later, Missy.
What was I supposed to remind you?
About Allie, so remember, because I said I might forget. And see. Oh, by the way, the Rand Room, I believe, is on tomorrow night if she's having one. I won't be on there. I will be shopping at Walmart. Anyone want to come with me and going shopping at Walmart is more than welcome.
No, I don't like the shop.
Well, you know what? I don't mind shopping because it's so hot here. You know, if I go to Walmart, it just feels better being, you know, in a nice, cool place and, you know. Okay, so, yes, one more minute until later on radio. And, so is everyone going over? Miss Morgan, are you coming over? Oh, Candace is off the switchboard, too. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
I will see all of you there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Night, bye.
Talk to you. Bye.
Bye. Love you, bye.